Are you curious about yoga? Maybe you've tried yoga before, but it was too hard to follow the teacher. Maybe she was too flexible and you're thinking, I can't do that. If you're looking to get strong, improve your flexibility and balance, while also decreasing your stress, yoga can be a really great place to combine all of that into one. It's one of my favorite ways to exercise, especially when I have more stress going on in my life. This is a review from one of my clients. I used to hate yoga, but now I love doing yoga and the way Michelle teaches it. I feel like you're right in the room with me when I'm following along on a video, because you're always saying the cue that I need to hear. I'm building my strength in my legs, which has caused my knee pain to decrease. So I just wanted to share that from my client May, and just how she used to not like yoga, but following someone else, learning from a different perspective, really made a difference for her. And friends, I encourage you that if you are struggling to stay consistent, if you could use some accountability with your fitness journey, then set up a free call with me. I use a personal training app, and this is what my client may use. And in this app, I put workouts in for you. So I have complete yoga videos based on different levels. And I also put strength training workouts in there that are fully customized to you. So when my client opens their app, they have everything laid out for them each day, each week, so that they know exactly what to do. I can see what they're doing. They can ask me questions. We can also set up habits in there, like drinking more water, whatever it is that they're working on, so that they can stop being stuck and start staying consistent. So if you think this might be a fit for you, set up a call and we can talk about your goals and your struggles. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of four and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. So today I'm going to be going over 5 tips to get you started with yoga. Tip number 1 is to know that there's different types of yoga classes. And if you're wanting a yoga that has strength training in it, then you need to specifically make sure you're looking for that. So all these other types of yoga are great. You just have to think of what your goal is for that session too. So if you're looking for strength training, you're not going to want to do things like yin yoga or restorative yoga. You're going to want to do more of a power yoga, a flow yoga, something where those muscles are burning. So anytime we're feeling those muscles burn, that means we're building strength. So a lot of times in yoga, you can have where you're holding the poses. So those knees are bent, you're in like a warrior type pose, and those muscles are burning. So we're going to get some strengthening there. We can also have where we're coming into and out of poses quickly. All that are strength-based poses. So we're not going to hold as long, but we're still going to be feeling those muscles working. So those were different types of muscle fibers, but both are great. And both are going to help to bring strength and coordination and control into our body. So tip number 2 is to use yoga blocks. So if you get yoga blocks, make sure you purchase 2 of them because you're going to want 1 for each hand. And the nice things about these yoga blocks is it brings the ground up. So you don't have to touch all the way down to the ground. You can have these blocks to put your hands on. You can move the blocks in different positions to bring that ground up and make poses easier. So even though I wouldn't say I'm super flexible, but I'm not really tight either, I still use yoga blocks. So yoga blocks are not just for beginners. They're really for anyone. So these are a really great tool to have. They're super cheap. I'll put a link down in the description below to some on Amazon so you guys can see what they are. But they're just these foam blocks that are going to make positions so much more easier and more comfortable. Tip number 3 is don't compare yourself. So it can be really hard if you have a teacher who is super flexible that you are trying to follow and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do? My hands are hanging here in the air. So you really want to make sure that you have the right teacher for you and that you're also not comparing yourself to the teacher or if you're in a class to others in the class, because we're each different. And even though there can sort of be like an ideal way to do a pose, there's really a lot of variations within those poses to adjust it for your body. So it may look a little different on you, certain poses, and that's okay. So when I teach, I like to show people lots of different options. So if we're doing a crescent pose, I might tell you, you could bend your back knee because we don't want to put strain on that low back. You really want a class where there's lots of different options and you're not feeling pressured to have to follow something and try to compare yourself and make yourself just like something else that maybe your body isn't ready for right now. And I also want to share with you guys, I have a free video on YouTube, but this is a really great one. It's beginner yoga for the inflexible, and it shows you how to use these yoga blocks and really takes it from a beginner approach. So if you are new to yoga, if you're feeling tight, this is a really great way to start. And this is one of the first videos in a series of videos that I have for my clients who are beginners or who feel tight. Because when clients work with me through my personal training app, I'm customizing their program. So we're going to start with more beginner videos if that's where they are, and then slowly work up. Because what happens if you start with something that's a little too hard for you, it doesn't feel good, you don't enjoy it, and then you don't want to do it anymore. But what I have found is some clients who have been more hesitant towards yoga or feel that they're too tight or they're not good at it, when you sort of start at a beginner level, really learning the poses, learning how to use the blocks in the poses, that they get more comfortable. They're like, okay, like, I'm not so sure about this, but I feel like I'm getting a little bit better, and they're getting stronger. They're getting a little more flexible. So you really have to do it in that progression. So if you check the description down below, you'll find that first video I have for free out on YouTube. All right, friends, I just want to pause real quick and tell you about my top three supplements that I'm really enjoying for myself, and I also like to share with people. Number one is the Balance Oil from Zinzino. I've become an independent partner with them because I really love their products. You can test your omega-3 level at home, which can be very helpful in knowing to help lower inflammation in your body. Most Americans are very deficient in omega-3, so you can test your level, start supplementing, and then retest so you can actually make sure you're getting into the right level to lower inflammation. Product number two is Extend by Zinzino. This is my favorite multivitamin plus immune support. So not only am I getting those vitamin minerals that I need, but also the immune support like beta-glucans, olive leaf extract. I have noticed a big difference in that I have been able to stay healthier and also have less symptoms from seasonal outdoor allergies. And product number three is my Organifi green juice. I've been using this for well over a year. It has a clinical dose of ashwagandha in it, which is an adaptogen herb that helps with energy. Plus, it has lots of microgreens. And I add a scoop of collagen protein powder and lemon to mine in the morning, and it's a really great way to start the day. So I actually take all three products of these in the morning. So there's going to be links in the description down below. And just reach out if you guys have any questions. All right, so back to talking about yoga. So we've talked about my first three tips. Is know what type of yoga you're doing. If you're going for strength, make sure you're doing a strength-based yoga. Number two is get some yoga blocks and know how to use them. And number three is don't compare yourself. So tip number four is really listen to your body. And this is a great bonus of doing yoga at home because you're more likely to listen to your body and not feel like you have to do exactly what the teacher is doing or worry about people watching you. So yoga is a perfect opportunity to listen to your body. So your body may not want to go in a different pose, and you don't have to. So if you have a good yoga teacher, especially if you're doing a live class, a really good one is going to allow for you to take a rest, to maybe do a different pose. So as you are going through your yoga class, really think about what does your body need and listen to it. If a pose really isn't feeling comfortable, then come out of that pose, do it in a different way. There's so many variations, and the more that we can tune into our body in a practice like yoga, the more it's going to give us the opportunity to tune into our body when we're out in the world, because so many of us are really out of touch with our body. We're out of touch with what we need. We're out of touch with our emotions. We've sort of been taught no pain, no gain. Like, a lot of us can work really hard. This is all me too. And we need to come to the space where we can actually tune into our body and listen to our body and be able to take that off the mat. So a yoga practice is a great place to start to practice that. And I found this really interesting. So I just ordered this. It's called Mightier for my kids, and it's a biofeedback thing. So it measures their heart rate as they're playing a video game. And what happens as their heart rate is going up, the video starts getting red and closing in, and they have to deep breathe and do different tools to regulate themselves. So I can't say if I like this or not yet. We just got it. But what was super interesting in their information they gave to us is they said it takes about 600 to 800 cool down times during the game before the kids start to take these tools outside of the game into life. Because obviously I got this for my kids so they can be more calm and stuff when they get upset in real life. So they played the game once, and I think they had like 10 to 12 cool down. And so imagine 600 to 800 times they're going to be practicing this in a game before they can really pull it into their life. And I was just like, wow, that's like so true for so many things in life to really become a habit, especially when we have resistance. So the more we can practice listening to our body on a mat in a practice using these different tools, it's going to take a lot to take it into our life. But that's what we need. We have to give ourselves the time to practice these different tools. All right. So tip number 5 is to breathe. So again, it depends on your yoga teacher, how much they're stressing breath throughout the class. I feel like I stress it quite a bit throughout the class because we want to make sure that we're doing these deep breaths, that we're starting to slow down, because that's what connects this from just the physical practice of strengthening our muscles or doing some stretching to making it a whole mind-body practice. When we can start to do this deep breathing, when we can start to focus where our thinking is going while also exercising, we combined all of these and we get a lot of benefit in one. One of my clients recently, she's going through a really stressful time, and she just was saying how much the yoga workouts has helped her. And we actually started including more of those in her practice and her strength training program because it was helping her so much off the mat. She was more regulated from doing these, and then she can handle life so much better. And I've known this for myself too. When we moved almost a year and a half ago, not quite, I did less HIIT. I sort of pretty much took HIIT out, and I did a lot more yoga. And so even as things go throughout the year and there's a little more stressful periods, I will tend to do more yoga because I can get my workout, but I also get this great mind-body approach where I am regulating my nervous system, coming into more of that calming body that I'm craving during those stressful times. All right. So I hope that these tips were helpful and encourage you to maybe try yoga or try it again, especially if you're a beginner or feel tight, check out that free video that I have in the description. And also, friends, I would love to hear from you. Head to my Facebook group, Healthy Beyond 40, and tell me what your biggest takeaway from this episode is. And I would also love to hear if you guys have any requests for future episodes. All right, friends, keep moving, and I hope you guys all have a great day.